Now, as Jesus said, let the children gather. I don't see much movement out there.
Don't move too fast. Cute smiles as they come up. We do have a box, but the box was given to me from Breland, and Breland's not here, and I'm going to save that box until he gets here. I tempted to look in it because you never know what you're going to find. But it, you know, and I'm sure it'll be interesting. But what's that? So, Connor, tell me, if you could put something in that box today, what would you put in it? A newspaper? Anything else? Make it easier? No, that's good. That's fine. A newspaper. How many of you take the newspaper? A few. How many read it? Your grandfather, he reads it. Your grandpa reads it. How many of us have a Bible in our house? We all do. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand on the next question. But how many of us read it? And so what can we learn from the Bible by reading it that we can learn different from reading the newspaper? What I see when it calls it newspaper, it should call it bad paper. Because there's probably not three articles in any paper that has anything positive to say. I once heard somebody say that the first thing they look at is the obituary to see if their name's there. And you stop and think about that, and we get the newspaper, you know, and some people, you know, walk out to get it in their pajamas, some in their robes. So they got to have that newspaper to read what's going on. But how many of us, with a Bible right in our hand, right in our home, we could pick it up and open it? And if it's to read, like I told my niece, the same chapter, 30 days, it doesn't make any difference. But how many of us do that consistently? And I was going to ask, but I might as well just be a good time to do it. I want, and I'm not asking you to do it now, to commit now, but I want six people to join me over the next, you know, let me know within the next week that you want to be, excuse me, part of a prayer covenant team. Specific things. We have a prayer chain, but I want to kind of narrow that down. Similar to what John Wesley did with his small groups and his, you know, that got together and encouraged each other, prayed about certain things. But I want to do that. So over the next week, if you'll do that, give me a call, send me a text message, send me an email. Just let me know. Say, I want to be one of those in prayer covenant with you, because I think it will do a lot for our church. So, you read the newspaper? Do you read the newspaper? You read your Bible? That's a better answer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, We give you thanks. And we pray, Father, that Katie and Connor and Nicole read your Bible to where it becomes our Bible and it becomes our word, that we can grasp a better understanding of you, because you told us each day is new and each day is different. So we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks.